from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The importance of Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania in particular in this election by the fact that both candidates and their running mates have made multiple appearances in our state. Yesterday, it was Kamala Harris and Tim Walz who got the bus tour started here. I guess they traveled around. Tamira Rush was covering that for our news team, and she will join us this morning, kind of walk us through where they went, including a Primanti's, of course. This
oh,
one,
sure.
Moon Township.
Yeah.
Stopped at a Sheetz. Went to the Aliquippa football stadium with Jerome Bettis.
But that wonderful rehab that they did there.
Oh, it's an amazing
it's a
story.
Great-looking stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, so then flew to Chicago. And
in Chicago, here's the deal. This convention is going to bring back echoes for those of us who were around at the time and paying attention. I was, even though I was just a boy. But 1968 is when the Democrats had their convention there, and it was a mess with protesters showing up against the Vietnam War. Well, we're going to get more protests in Chicago during the Democratic convention all these years later, people calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. This issue has divided America, and in particular, the Democratic Party.
Right. That is the number one, I would say, divisive issue with the party
yep.
that they're going to have to deal with and address.
I mean, with all the trouble they have in Chicago to deal with right now, they have to now add this in, you know, in security and layers upon layers of security to make sure that, you know, people have the opportunity to do their protesting, but that it doesn't get out of hand.
And an interview with the Chicago mayor, he said they are prepared and have, you know, certainly don't want an incident like we saw in 1968 where it did get out of hand.
But getting back to the issue of Gaza, the Palestinian cause, the Israeli response to the Hamas terror attack on October 7th, all of that has a meaning to me, and I think other people who live in our area, in the Pittsburgh area, because of what happened in Squirrel Hill not too long ago. We probably, better than many people, understand the difficulties that this is so complicated, but the truth is for me is all I know is that Saturday was one of the worst Saturdays of my life.
Well, anyone associated with that day understands that. So.
Having to say to our audience, being called into work from vacation, and then having to say that, you know, this many number of people were killed.
Well, it's an issue, again, that the party will deal with in Chicago this week, so it's the Democrats' turn for their convention. And we've got you covered, including we're going to go live with Senator Jay Costa, who is a representative of the 43rd District here.
We haven't heard from him in a while. That'll be good.
Yeah, so he'll kind of set the tone for what the game plan is, including President Biden's speech tonight, expected also former Secretary of State and Senator Hillary Clinton will speak, and we'll detail each and every day and let you know. And then, as you mentioned, Donald Trump anticipated to be in York and J.D. Vance in Philadelphia today. Here's what Donald Trump said over the weekend.
I'm a better looking person than Kamala. I'm better looking than she is.
Wow.
In her speech yesterday, Kamala went full communist. She says she's going to lower the cost of food and housing starting on day one. But day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago.
So we'll back and forth like a now pickleball game. High pickleball. Stakes pickleball game.
Political pickleball.
Political pickleball. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. And we've got to put up with this nonsense from all sides. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about all of them. We're going to have to put up with this until November 5th.
And we got you covered.
We'll do our best to try and cover it and not be jerks.
Right.
Okay.
We'll show you what they said.
Yeah.
You can hear it for yourself. You make the call.
Bingo.
Meanwhile, a lot of parents anticipating a big week because back to school is very much a part of this week. Some schools do return this week. Some teachers in the Pittsburgh public schools will be going back, and then they get ready for the onslaught next week. But some of the other schools start this week.
Mm-hmm.
They have an event down at Acrisure Stadium today, a back-to-school thing for Pittsburgh public that really helps.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, they can get supplies and kind of get encouragement, even haircuts, which is actually a great way to kind of get everybody focused. You know, it's a high anxiety time as well.
Yeah.
And I saw college students moving in, the freshman class at Carnegie Mellon.
Do you remember what that was like? Do you remember that?
No.
Your first weekend at college?
I remember my dad dropped me off in the dorm. He saw I was in a study hall room because we were overcrowded.
No kidding.
And there was
this was Clarion, right?
Yeah, there was a metal, you know, those under the mattress, they have the springs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had the springs, but no legs to it. It was just on the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was traumatized, my dad, and then I realized at my age, he was in the Philippines at the end of World War II sleeping in a tent.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So to him,
okay.
This All was, right. Oh, this is great.
It's pretty nice.
Then you could hear his tires peel out as he dumped me off at school saying, see you in 4 years. I guess that's what people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Download the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and your opinion and voice matters. We want to hear from you. There's new technology we want to share via a voice message in our Audacy app. And all you have to do is tap the microphone on the KDK page. You can record a message, and then we'll play some of them back later in the show at our 9 o'clock hour.
I love this idea.
Yeah, this saves you from calling or, you know, you can also send us an email. That's fine, too, at instantaccess@kdkradio.com.
But, you know, how many times has a listener told me over the years that they had some kind of a strong reaction to something that they were hearing about or listening to, and then, but they decided not to call, not to get in? Now, it's so much easier. If you're not the kind of person who's inclined to want to wait online, you know, or send an email or a text, this is the best way you can express what it is that your feedback means a lot to us.
And it's so easy, even we could do it. I actually, when our boss PJ was saying, all right, here's this app, and he showed us, and I'm like, oh, you just click on the microphone, you leave us a message, and it goes right into an electronic folder that we have set up for this. So then we can replay some of your comments, obviously devoid of any swear words. Just depends on the topic, I guess. But we'll give you a topic every morning, and and then you can react, but you can just call and give your feedback anytime you want.
I just opened the app up and went to our part of the Odyssey app where it says KDK, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA, and then I tapped on that microphone, the logo you're talking about, and now it's asking me, Odyssey wants access to my microphone, so I have to give permission for
just
that to happen.
Yes.
And it says, your message may be broadcast on air. Interesting.
Yeah, we got to,
that's
a disclaimer, because you got to assume if you hit the microphone and record a message that you may end up hearing yourself on the radio.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, through all of this, is it within seconds I had access to this, what we're talking about. It only took just a few seconds.
And again, it's a free app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. That's our parent company out of Philadelphia. We have five radio stations here. You select KDKA, and you're able to, you know, give us your opinion.
I have it on my phone. I can listen to Odyssey app in my car using Apple CarPlay. And then at home, I have the Odyssey app on my smart TV. And that's where I use it the most, is at home on smart TV. I know people are using their smart speakers a lot more than they are their smart TVs to listen to audio. But I enjoy having that on in the room like that, especially if I'm listening to... I enjoy listening to Colin Dunlap in the afternoons. I'll just turn it on and leave it on for a while. Well, He's very provocative. It gets me to thinking.
Smart speaker option is easy. You just tell your smart speaker to play News Radio KDKA, and it comes right up. And we're finding out more and more, you know, the programming is one thing. How you get it has changed over the years, you know.
You can get it 15 ways a Sunday. I'm amazed at the options that I have for listening to our product anywhere I go. I'm not, you know, back in the day, it was a radio on the kitchen counter, right?
Right. Almost everybody had a kitchen radio, and we're coming up on our 104th birthday for 1020 AM. Now we have, for the last few years, 100.1 FM, and we stream kdkradio.com through our free app at Odyssey. And also, now you have so many different options.
In your car, on your phone, from your laptop, your smart speaker, you name it, we've got it.
Even if you have a dumb speaker, it'll somehow get to us. Well, so try it if you haven't. It's really easy to do. We want to hear from you. Go to the KDK page on the Odyssey app, click on the microphone, and tell us what's on your
mind. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable. fighting. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mind. Big day in Chicago as the Democratic National Convention gets underway, and we've got you covered here on the Big K Morning Show. We start with a special guest. He is State Senator Jay Costa, one of the top leaders of the party in Pennsylvania, and he joins us via our video, and you can see and hear Senator Costa at KDKRadio.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Coming off a big weekend in Bloomfield, where you have your office, Italian Days. Yeah. Understand it went very well starting on Thursday.
It was a great weekend, and it was very difficult. We had a very formidable Irish opponent there for the Bocce tournament, but we prevailed. It was a lot of fun.
I think you're 7 years running in the lead in the Bocce. Meanwhile, after this conversation, I understand you're headed to Chicago. And give us a preview of what your anticipation is of this week.
Well, thanks, Larry. Yeah, I will be leaving momentarily. My ride will be here in about 15 minutes. What I anticipate is that we'll see a whole renewed level of energy and excitement and enthusiasm about Vice President Harris's candidacy now. Where we were maybe a month ago is quite different now. And I think what you'll see is a lot of folks from around the country, you know, coming together to support and work to ensure that we elect Vice President Harris to be our president. Folks from all around the country, the lineup of speakers the next several days is extremely impressive with Biden and I think the Clintons and I think Obamas and just a great group of folks who will be talking to us. But also we have a lot of policy issues we'll be discussing while we're there. A lot of conferences, a lot of breakout conversations will take place about some of the important policy issues that people want us to talk about. And I think what will be part of the campaign's platform going forward.
One of the most important parts is the economy, and I think people want to hear what's the game plan and how will Kamala Harris different from Joe Biden in her approach to try to, get this inflation under control and to get people more comfortable with where they stand financially.
Well, I think it's a number of things. Certainly she talked about some of the things that are already taking place right now. You may have seen, your listeners may have seen, we had a 3-point reduction in the inflation this year. I think that trend will continue, but I think it's important to note that the policies that are put into place will continue that trend. I think talking about how we're going to put a lid on some of the things that our companies are able to do, we've heard that conversation. It's about growing jobs, making sure that we have the opportunity to put jobs in place, but also more importantly, making certain that people have work, but also housing has been a big issue, not only in Pennsylvania, but across the country. So just a couple of those things I think are going to be important. As we look at our tax structure going forward, that'll play a major role along those lines as well. We need to take a look at some of the things that we're doing in that space. So there are a variety of things that can be done. It's just whether or not the will be there to be able to do. And I think Vice President Harris will have the opportunity to continue the trend that's in place and be successful in that regard.
As you know, Senator, we're with Jay Costa, Pennsylvania State Senator. The importance of this state to this election, you've seen it where both parties, both candidates canvassing across the region, including Harris and Wohl starting their bus tour here in Pittsburgh. How important is that for our region?
Well, it's important for our region for many reasons. First and foremost, as you indicated, we are a pivotal state. You really can't win the presidency without winning Pennsylvania. But more important, it brings to light the issues that are important to Pennsylvania. It gives us the opportunity to showcase what we've been doing here in the legislature, but also more importantly, what are the important issues to the people who reside here in Pennsylvania? You've talked about some of the economy certainly being part of it. Safety and security is an important issue. Our tax climate's an important issue. All those things will be now be able to be heard firsthand by the candidates, whether it be Democrats or Republicans. But it generates that excitement and enthusiasm in both parties, and that gives us the opportunity to put our foot forward and make our case about how important the things are we want to do.
How do you address the people that suggest, including Donald Trump, that Kamala Harris is so far left? He said yesterday she's a communist. How do you deal with that kind of rhetoric?
You know, to a large degree, I think you just have to dismiss it for what it is. Ridiculous comments by the former president. I think as it relates to her being a progressive or a liberal or a communist, I think all you need to do is look at her record. She's got a moderate record. She's a prosecutor for many years, but also has worked in this administration that has gotten a number of things done. When you look at the crisis we went through with COVID and how we've rebounded and some of the things that have taken place, I think she's well-tested. I think she's well-experienced, and I think she'll do a good job. But those comments, you just simply have to ignore and move forward and put your best foot forward and tell the people in this country who you are, what you've done, and why you think you'll be successful. And it's really about what we're going to do going forward. And I think that's where the conversation needs to be, not necessarily where we've been.
Well, Senator, safe travels to Chicago, and we hope to check in with you a little later in the week. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you very much. Have a good day, everyone.
Pennsylvania State Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show. And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist Heather Zaris with us. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, good morning.
Boy, a big change after we had the heat again and the humidity and off and on showers, really, that started on Thursday. Where do we stand today? I know it's going to be much cooler overall.
Yeah, definitely a cooling trend in the coming days that does look like it's going to last us right through this week before we get some warmer weather then. Excuse me, again, as we get on toward next weekend. We had temperatures for several days earlier this month that were at or above 90. Then we had a nice cool down through the middle of the month before warming up and getting a stretch of very humid and wet weather. Now we're kind of coming into the tail end of that. And even though we can have a leftover shower here across the area this morning, and there can be a shower or two just about any time in the Alleghenies today, overall, it's going to be a much cooler day. It'll be mostly dry. A lot of clouds around as we top out at 71 degrees. And then we'll start to see increasing amounts of sunshine as we go day to day. In fact, it looks like mostly sunny skies are on the way from Wednesday through Friday. Our coolest day is tomorrow. We don't get a whole lot warmer Wednesday. By the end of the week, we're back into the lower 80s. And I think that's about where we'll stay, maybe even some upper 80s as we head through the weekend. Sunday at this point looks like it's probably the hottest day.
Yeah, and I think it surprised a lot of people over the weekend that Hurricane Ernesto became a hurricane again, and it really did some major surf and riptide damage along the coast, and it's now 340 miles southeast of Halifax, but still threatening people on the coast.
That's right. And it looks like now conditions will improve as far as the surf conditions and the risk for rip currents along the mid-Atlantic coast, although it is still going to be an issue for New England coastline. So they'll be dealing with that yet again for today. And you mentioned Halifax there, and it does look like this storm is going to make a close enough pass to Newfoundland that there will be some issues in terms of heavy rain and some gusty winds, and they'll have the pounding surf as well. The storm's starting to turn a little bit to the northeast now, and that's going to continue. And actually, the storm is going to be heading eastward by the time we get to the middle of the week. It starts to interact with another storm system, which is what's turning it. And then that combined system is actually going to make a pass by the British Isles as well. And it looks like there'll be rain and wind in part due to Ernesto across the British Isles, Ireland and Scotland and probably at least northern parts of England.
All right, Heather, appreciate the update. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Heather Zaire on the Big K Morning Show. Yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, started their bus tour, and it started here in Pittsburgh, and one of the stops was in Aliquippa. And joining us is the mayor of Aliquippa, Dwan B. Walker, who's actually at the airport ready to head to Chicago. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
When did you find out that the bus tour was going to go through your hometown?
Probably like midweek. They said it was a possibility that she was going to come through. Then it was a madhouse after that. So, yeah, Secret Service everywhere. And, you know, it was just, yeah, it was something.
And they went to your new football stadium, I understand, in part. So what was the messaging?
Oh, man, just like how to be effective leaders and represent your community and your families and the next generation of leaders. And Coach Tim Walz, that was his message. Kamala was just like, you know, telling them what was inside of them. You know, that, you know, you're all beautiful people, like you're a beautiful young man and your families and supporting your communities and knowing right from wrong and just stuff like that. So she, you know, positive messages, it filled up the memory bank, man. It definitely put a check mark in the memory bank for all those kids, all of us.
Yeah, I understand there was actually football practice going on, right?
No, yeah, it was a walkthrough. Coach Rashawn Patrick and the team were doing a walkthrough. As you know, we don't have a week zero game, so they got some work in.
Yeah, and I can't believe high school football for many starts this Friday night, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We can't wait. So
you're headed to Chicago. Are you official delegate?
Yes, I am.
And what's your anticipation of this week?
Well, this is my third Democratic convention, so I'm just expecting to see the field of energy. I mean, if it was anything like it was yesterday, then I got to admit this part is going to be exciting, and I can't wait. I mean, just to be in the atmosphere and just to, you know, feel all that, you know, just to see Barack Obama again, just to see, you know, Biden again, just to see them guys talk and, you know, talk about this, because, I mean, the buzz is crazy. I mean, about Ms. Kamala, so... and then have her walk up, and the way she talked to our kids, man, made it personal. So it was very personal, man. It was something special yesterday.
Well, Mayor, safe travels, and we'll check in again if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
All right, God bless.
Aliquippa Mayor Dwan B. Walker at Pittsburgh International, headed to Chicago.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.